Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Thursday morning, the 20th day of November. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck in here alongside me this morning. Of course, our Kim St. Ange will be back on Monday, and this will be Dan's last day filling in because he likes three-day weekends, and he took Friday off.
I got some work duties that I got to attend to tomorrow.
Your other job calls, yes, my friend, exactly. But we're going to miss you. We've appreciated having you in here for the past 12
weeks. The final
weeks.
Hour of a 12-week. You said 12 months. I said 12 months.
Did I say 12 months?
On Facebook a little bit ago. I thanked everybody on Facebook, and I said, oh, thanks for having me for 12 months. I'm like,
whoops,
wait,
12 weeks.
No, 12 weeks. Yeah, my sleep pattern feels like it's been 12 months.
12 but. Weeks of sleep deprivation for Dan Buck.
Yeah, that's right.
But boy, you appreciate those naps a little more when you work this shift.
Yeah, and see, I don't get a chance to nap as much as I would wish I could. But yeah, just getting back to a 7-8 hour sleep pattern is going to be fun.
Well, this isn't your only part-time job. I just remind people this Dasher's Bar you got set up starting when? Thanksgiving, right?
It starts the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. The 28th, and every Friday, Saturday from there all the way through Christmas out at the Marquee in Newtown, St. Charles, we host the biggest, most interactive Christmas pop-up bar you've ever been to. We do reindeer games. We do Christmas karaoke. We dance with Santa Claus. I mean, it's like walking into somebody's major Christmas party.
But it's a bar.
It's a total bar. We do have a breakfast with Santa on the 7th of December that kids are more than welcome to from 9 to noon on that day. But otherwise, it is an adult venue. Very fun. Katie Cruz hosts the events with me, and we do a lot of
famous
fun.
Katie Cruz.
I got to tell you, though, this show did cost me some tickets.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Some lady who came last year said, I had a great time, but now after I hear your opinions on 97.1 FM Talk, we're not coming this year. I'm like, well,
sounds like a better environment.
It's like,
to me.
I'm like, well, I didn't remember meeting you last year, so you must not have been any fun. So, no. It's I don't know how many other people, you know, they know
you
I'm
probably
conservative,
picked up. People,
yeah, I
instead
think
of
so.
Losing any.
Yeah, I think so. I think
oh,
a lot
absolutely.
Of in fact, several people on this show have said, hey, I'll see you at Dashers. I'm like, great. I'll definitely see you at Dashers.
Outstanding. Yeah. That's fun, though. It's good. It'll be a good time. And another way you can keep up with Dan when he's not in here helping us out through the week, for sure.
Right.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Cassie Smedley. Cassie, of course, worked with the RNC for the longest time. She was a national press secretary for him for a while, and she used to do communication for one of the U.S. senators, and she's been around. She worked for John Thune for a while years ago, and she's still out there commentating, even though she's not working for necessarily directly for the campaigns anymore. But we're going to get her on here and get her thoughts on what's going on with, I don't know, these Epstein files and this argument that MAGA is fragmenting, and I don't buy any of it. At least not very much, but we'll talk to Cassie coming up shortly. We'll give away our Guns and Hoses tickets at about 8:35, and my friend Corey Malone's going to join us in studio. I had the opportunity, really the pleasure, about 2 years ago, maybe now, year and a half, to travel with the Honor Flight to D.C.
Oh, that's cool.
I have to tell you. So I'm 2 years younger then than I am now when I took this flight. It starts at like 3 in the morning, you have to be at the airport, 3 or 4 in the morning, which means the 80 or 90-year-old veterans have to be there at that hour as well, many of them in wheelchairs. The night ends at about 9 o'clock at night when you fly back into town. And I was exhausted at the end of it. And I can't imagine how some of these veterans did it. It was just pure adrenaline, what they do there. And Air Comfort Service is not only one of the great sponsors of the show, but they also sponsor the Honor Flight. And I just want to get Corey on here and talk to him a little bit about that and thank him for doing all that. He's going to be in before the end of the hour to talk a little bit more about those things. First, though, we want to get to some of our top stories. Please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
That little 8-year stint as first lady tends to confine, to be a bit confining, right? Because, you know, that the role, the job was not to just represent me, but to represent the nation.
Wow. Hmm. Can we get a couple of tiny violins going for Michelle Obama at just how restrictive it was to her to have to suffer through being the First Lady of the United States of America? She plays the victim card on her podcast almost daily, and it's kind of embarrassing.
She hates America. Oh, she hates
golly.
America.
Yeah.
We've made clear repeatedly we're not going to unilaterally disarm.
So saying there was no deal.
I'm saying we will not unilaterally disarm. What not now, not ever.
Why wouldn't you speak to Stacey Plaskett?
I said I haven't spoken to her since the center resolution went down.
No, about this text controversy.
I have not spoken to her since the center resolution.
Yeah, why is that, Hakeem Jeffries? She's a member of your delegation. She's a Democrat. She's a fellow Democrat who was texting with Jeffrey Epstein, convicted sex offender, even while she was in the middle of a hearing, hoping dealing with scum like that might give her some extra ammunition against, Donald Trump, as Cohen was testifying in front of them. And these people are just dirty.
Do you believe for a minute he hasn't talked to her office?
Of course
way.
He has.
Yeah.
Of course he has.
If you look at your tax bill every year, you'll notice that while that makes up the largest chunk of income for the city, it is not the biggest tax on your bill.
Alderman Michael Browning says the earnings tax is the single largest source of revenue for the city, helping cover more than one-third of the city's budget.
Holy cow. Yeah, the residents in the city get to vote again next year whether or not to renew the earnings tax. And they're putting a full court press on begging people to keep giving them this money because, of course, they're so dependent on it, they can't exist without it in the city of St. Louis. That's exactly where you are. Wow. Man. Listen to this.
And your initial reaction when Mayor Johnson's revenue plan was voted down in committee yesterday, Alderman Hall, we'll start with you.
Well, I said that again, Trump has found his way into City Hall. These are some of the same tactics we saw in D.C.
This is unbelievable. This is, Dan, this is a Chicago alderman, right?
Yep.
And his last name is Hall, and he's blaming Trump for the budget problems that Brandon Johnson's having with the city board of aldermen in Chicago. Let me read you a couple. Let me read you a couple of statistics. There are 50 aldermen on the city council in Chicago.
What?
Of the 50, 48 are Democrats. I think the other two are independents. Of the 34 members on the finance committee, 33 are Democrats. But this guy blames Donald Trump.
With the government shutdown, and again, we now see him in the city of Chicago. We see nitpicking, we see arguments, but no solutions, no counters to negotiate. And so essentially at the end of the day, I see the beginning of a stand down until we find a budget that I believe makes sure that Chicagoans are safe, with financially and also in neighborhoods. So again, my hope is that these Trump tactics don't last long as it
is. Tactics?
It's all Democrats. It's the city of Chicago. And yet they're trying to blame Donald Trump for the fact that they can't get Brandon Johnson's socialist policies passed in the city of Chicago.
I think
Chicago.
It's becoming an involuntary brain activity to just say Trump bad, like Trump fault. I mean,
yes.
It's like they don't even know they're saying it because that made no sense. He's talking about their own spending, their own financial dealings. And then at the end, he just throws Trump in there as like these Trump tactics. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. This is a city budget. How can Trump be impacting a Democratic-led city and he impacts your budget?
He's a real estate mogul, Dan, and he owns a lot of real estate in their heads. So that's explains
that
it.
He does.
Right there. Yes, indeed. All right. Quick time out here, and we will come back with Cassie Smedley, get her take on how the Senate and the House are handling some of these budget negotiations now, with another potential shutdown looming in January, if you can believe it. And then we'll give away some Guns N' Hoses tickets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned.
In 4 long years, Joe Biden secured less than $1 trillion. In 9 short months, I've secured $18 trillion to rebuild our factories, create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and bring back those beautiful words, made in America. So think of that. He did less than $1 trillion in 4 years. And in 9 months, we've done more than $18 trillion. Okay? That's called success.
No, you know what that's called? Here's what that's called. Hold on. Wait for it.
Winning.
Yeah.
Winning.
You.
You found it. You were looking for that cut the other day.
I was looking for it and I found it. That is called winning, and that continues. And we're lucky enough to have Cassie Smedley back with us. Cassie, it has been a little while. How you been?
Well, I've been doing well, notwithstanding the Chiefs having a so-so season.
Oh,
it's killing me. I'm a fellow Chiefs fan. That's awesome.
Yeah, Kansas City girl, right?
We're 5-5.
Yes.
We got to turn it around. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My spirits are high. The economy is good. President Trump's in office. We'll take the wins where we can get them.
I played that, this whole Epstein thing's blown up. And I really believe, again, this may end up being some 3D chess on the part of Donald Trump, saying he didn't want it released and then saying he did want it released and making everybody in the House and Senate all vote to release it, so that when it does get released, whatever comes out, they can't accuse him of playing a role in what is inside of some of these documents. I think it's going to indict a lot of people, don't you, on both sides?
Yes, I think we're about to have a big uncovering of what we've long suspected.
Yeah.
I think, long suspect Bill Clinton is wrapped up in all of this, and other names, of course, Larry Summers is having his whole big falling out with Harvard, which I just laugh about, that all these Harvard students are crying that they've had to share space with Larry Summers. But more to the point, I think that this needed to happen. We needed to get this monkey off our backs. To nobody thinks that Jeffrey Epstein is a hidden saint. He was a vile human being
Yes.
who enabled by all human beings. But it was taking up too much oxygen, and it was distracting, first of all, from the issues that the American people and American voters care about, but also distracting from what the president and Republicans are doing about them. And just to talk politics here, we're heading into a midterm election year. And after what we just saw in Virginia and New Jersey, I'm always a Kansas City gal, but I live in Virginia. And what we just went through up and down the entire ballot, not just governor, shows that we've got to get the focus back on the domestic issues, on the economy, where there's good stuff happening, thanks to President Trump and Republicans. But because Democrats are taking up all the oxygen with Epstein, we're not hearing about it. And so therefore, we're not feeling it, we're not seeing it, and we're blaming Republicans for it. So this needed to happen.
Yeah.
Jobs report came out and looks like some pretty good numbers, actually. More than anticipated. What are your thoughts on how Powell is going to react, how the Fed's going to react? If that guy doesn't give us an interest rate decrease, is he going to have a job in a month?
Well, we already know that he's on the president's S list.
Yes,
yes. And he seems to have not been intimidated by that. But I do think there will be more of a public outcry.
Right.
Come on, man. We can't afford houses. We're seeing inflation be the driver of this unaffordability crisis, because I'm sure you're seeing it in Missouri as well. In my area, you always know the expensive gas station and the cheap gas station, but all of them are less. Whether it's by 7 cents or 25 cents, prices have gone down. So we've got to get the rest of our life, our livelihoods and lifestyle costs down as well. And of course, the Fed rates are a big indicator of people feeling like they can go out and spend money and invest in big things, not just talking about groceries and gas, of course. So I do think there's going to be more of a public outcry. And I actually give President Trump credit for making Jerome Powell a household name. Everybody knows who's the guy holding up our ability to, get ahead.
Yeah, to have affordable money, and not just in the housing market either. It definitely affects business. When businesses are paying higher interest, they stay in cash. They don't grow. They don't build things. Lower interest rates encourage business growth as well.
Yeah. Cassie, we're talking to Cassie Smedley. You've been in the communications business a long time. I sit here every day on the radio 4 hours a day, and I observe these things that are going on, and I'm mystified. Maybe it's because I'm in an insulated world here. I don't know, but I'm mystified when at the end of that shutdown, there were major polls in this country that somehow showed that a majority of the American people were still blaming the Republicans. When every Republican voted, I believe just about everyone, voted to reopen the government every single time, and every Democrat voted to keep it shut down every single time, somehow the Republicans still ended up losing that. And it's got to be the mainstream media influence, right? I mean, that's got to be what's driving it. And that's what I worry about on this affordability issue heading into the midterms next year. Even though we see prices falling, we see the good things that are happening and the potential for even better things with these trade deals, the mainstream media is going to be pitching to the American people for the next 12 months how bad things are.
Without a doubt, they run cover for the Democrats. Not only run cover, they run propaganda. They are an arm of the Democrat campaign committee. But I'll posit you one step further why I think these polls continue to defy reason and logic. It's our education system.
Mm-hmm.
Back to how a bill becomes a law. People will say Democrats knowingly mislead the American people to say, well, the Republicans have the majority. They've got the White House, the majority in the House and the Senate. So clearly it's their fault. When, of course, the reality is, you needed 60 votes in the Senate. There aren't 60 Republican senators, so therefore the math doesn't allow for it. The only way you could reopen the government was to have 8 Democrats vote to reopen, which is what ended up happening once they heard the outcries of enough pain from their constituents. So they brought it on, and they were the only ones who could end it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the polls don't reflect that, I think, is because our education system is failing so many Americans. And then to have that played out in what they're hearing on news and social media and other platforms is a reason why it's tough to get your message out there. Fortunately, I do think not only is President Trump the best at using his megaphone, but he has taught Republicans how to fight and use it and to throw historical communication norms out the window. Yeah. I remember when I worked on Capitol Hill, it was like, oh no, that would be impolite to say that. We don't do that anymore. We don't worry about that anymore.
Cassie, we appreciate your insight on this. Of course, I love having you on, now Vice President at COIN. We appreciate you helping us out this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Go you Chiefs. Too, Cassie. There Bye-bye. You go.
Go okay. Chiefs.
Cassie Smedley. We'll be back. Give away some Guns N' Hoses tickets coming up. All right. You know what that means. We're giving away a couple of tickets to Guns N' Hoses. It's next Wednesday, right? I was going to say 1 week away, but it's less than a week away now. Next Wednesday night at Enterprise Center. You need to be there. Tickets are going to sell out. You can still find them at lots of places. You can find them at stlgunsandhoses.com. I know Hair Saloon is selling some. When they're gone, they're gone. And then you'll miss your opportunity to see all these great first responders in the ring battling it out for the pride and for the support of backstoppers, ultimately. And we love what they do. So we'll give away a pair of tickets to Guns N' Hoses. Dan, in honor of your last full day here, fill it in. Why don't you pick the caller number, please?
For 12 incredible weeks, we're going to go with caller 12.
314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller 12 gets a pair of tickets, and I'll be in the ring down there for some of the bouts, interviewing some of the winners. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Dude, in a tuxedo, looking sharp.
Wearing my Spanx, trying to suck that gut in. It's going to be fun. Yes, sir.
He couldn't use the one from his Channel 4 days from way back when. He would have had to jump off the top bunk to get into his pants.
No, that's not true. Those pants are adjustable. I'm sure it would have fit, but my thought was it's probably outdated. I bought it 20 years ago.
Do tuxes ever really get outdated?
I guess so. They probably do.
They all kind of stay the same looking.
Does it have tails?
No.
Does it?
Does the shirt have ruffles across the front?
No, but it did have one of those
powder blue.
It did have one of those crumb catcher cummerbunds with it and a vest. So I think I would have gone with the vest
Cummerbunds still in? Aren't they?
I don't think so.
Not at all. Just the pants.
I didn't see a single when they were showing me tux options when I went to rent one. I didn't see a single picture of one with a cummerbund.
Did you have vest then? Did you have a vest?
It has a vest. Okay. I had a red vest to go under my black jacket.
It's not one of the fake ones with no back on it, just the neck.
No, it's a full real vest.
Okay, good.
The real deal. Yeah.
Excellent.
I just need it to be like a corset so I can cinch it up a little bit. Of course, with my sore ribs, that's not going to work out very well.
Oh, man. Either. It's going to be a great night, too. And it's also the safest place you'll ever be in downtown St. Louis, because not just the cops in the ring. There's also about 2,000 in the crowd from all the different jurisdictions across St. Louis. And you got about 1,500 to 2,000 firefighters and their families all come down.
And there's a clear bag policy. Like you can't, for security reasons, even if you're like, it's the Enterprise Center. It's like you're going to a Blues game. You can't go in there carrying a bag or anything like that. But the police officers who are on duty and have badges are all armed. And they're all there. So safest place in downtown St. Louis next Wednesday night. Hope you show up for that. In the meantime, let me pump up the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. That is ongoing. We pick a winner next Wednesday just before Guns N' Hoses, and all the money's going to Responder Rescue. Please donate to this. The folks at Responder Rescue have put so much work into this, and I've been there helping them all along the way, collecting liquor for the liquor prize, which is probably going to be worth between $2,000 and $3,000 now, I would estimate. You could stock a bar with what I've got. Can I just tell you that? Weller 12, Antique 107, a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, the 10-year version of it. That's probably worth $1,000 by itself. And then my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits donated another $800 or $900 worth of bourbon and rum and moonshine and wine to me the other day.
That's Sugarland moonshine. It is so good, especially around the holidays. You're not going to just stock a bar. It's like stocking a bar for like 3 years.
Oh, I know. I know.
You win this prize, you'll never buy liquor again.
Stolach whiskey, I should mention, Stoneledge Distillery, they're donating a tasting along with a bottle of their Stolach whiskey. That'll be in there. Macadoodles is donating a bottle of Blanton's to go along with the basket. That's just the liquor side of it. There are going to be three winners. You could win that. You could win a night at Lit Cigar Lounge worth about $1,000, or you could win a gun from the range. It's a CZ 9mm handgun that they're donating worth about $500. It's a concealed carry weapon. Of course, you deal with the range on doing the background check and all that stuff. So text responder to 33100. Just text the word responder to 33100. It'll send a link directly to your phone. You click on that. It's the easiest way to buy. Two other things real quick. If you share after you purchase, you'll get bonus tickets. And if your friends click on the link that you shared and they buy tickets, they get bonus tickets. So it's a winner all the way around. The tickets are only a dollar a piece. Please go there. The person that donates the most this year is going to also get a bonus, because whether you win one of the three prizes or not, you're going to get a night out with a Responder Rescue, with me, and with the Twister. Tony Twist, St. Louis Blues legend, has agreed to go out to dinner with me and you if you're the winner. If you donated the most money, if you're the most generous in this, you're going to get a night out with all of us. So we're looking forward to that. So thanks for donating. I really appreciate that.
And I want to thank Mark for donating this Four Roses unbelievable select version for my 12 weeks of work here.
Little parting gift from me there, Dan.
Yes, we should get a shot glass out to celebrate here in 15
we
minutes.
We might have to do that. I've got a couple of those in my office.
Oh, well,
not.
There we go.
Hey, we got a winner.
We got a winner already.
Jake from Imperial.
All right, Jake, congratulations. I'll see you there next
Jake
Wednesday
from
night.
State Farm down in Imperial.
Hey, quickly here. Remember Jake? Do you remember Jake Lang? I had him on the radio here a couple times. He was a J-Sixer.
He got like imprisoned.
He was like thrown in the hole. I was supposed to have him on one morning, and we couldn't reach him because he'd been put in solitary confinement.
Man.
And now he's now been pardoned. He at one point was running for Congress down in Florida. I don't know if that's still going on or not. But he went up to Dearborn, Michigan. Now Dearborn is one of those suburbs of Michigan where the Muslim population is so high they've basically taken over. This is the area outside of Minneapolis is another example of it. But it's why Ilhan Omar and some of these other folks have been elected to Congress. They don't have the best interest of America in mind. Jake Lang went to the city council in Dearborn, which is now dominated by Islamists, and he read them the Riot Act. We had to clean this up a little bit, but I wanted you to hear what Jake went up and said. He was getting jeers from the audience, but speaking a little bit of truth, saying, we don't want what you brought here from whatever country you came from. Listen to this.
We know exactly your laws in your book about lying to our faces, pretending to be Americans, wearing your suits. But that doesn't happen anywhere else where you guys are in charge. There are 53 Muslim majority countries, and in all of them, it is tyranny, destruction, it is living. We have to call it what it is. You guys don't live like we do. We don't want you in our country. We will come and eat your shawarma in Somalia, okay? We don't need it here in Michigan. We don't need it in any part of America.
Jake Lang, if you look at mainstream media coverage of this,
they
describe it as he led a hate march in Dearborn, Michigan, instead of standing up for American values.
Yeah, that's right. He's Islamic phobic.
Because you don't want Sharia law.
He's a racist. That's right. He was wearing holding a giant banner too that says Americans against Islamification.
Yes. I know. I wanted to play that for you before we ran out of time. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to talk to my friend Corey Malone and talk to him about the honor flight and all that he supports right here in town.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back. All right, let the record show that I did bring Dan Buck a tasting glass for that bottle of bourbon that I brought him a minute ago.
Did.
Just so you know, I did bring that in here for the end of the show. Dan's last segment here with us is a fill-in. He's off tomorrow, and Kim St. Ange returning to the show on Monday. So she's soaking in the last few days with her little babies at home before she comes back to work. Hey, we got Corey Malone in studio right now from Air Comfort Service Heating, Cooling, and Insulation. Corey, great to see you.
Great to see you.
No, hold on. We don't have your mic on. You ready?
There we go. You're on.
Now you're on.
I'm a rookie.
Yeah. No, you didn't do it.
No, that was my fault.
Ethan's fault. That's
great
okay.
To see get the camera set up, too. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you in. You know, I love the fact that you guys give back to the community. I was talking earlier about I had the honor, my friend Keith Hauser invited me to go on one of the honor flights last year. I think it was before the 100th. They were coming up on their 100th flight. And what an experience for those men, those veterans that get to go. It's probably men and women, but there were only men on the one I went on. And their families, and it's a long day, but holy cow.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you talking about getting up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, 3 a.m. they leave or something. You got to be at the airport.
Yeah, we've been involved with them since I think around 16, and I was able to go as an escort shortly after, and I think it was June of 16. And I met my veteran at 3:30 at the airport, and it was great. I didn't know what to expect, but I will tell you this: we were trying to figure out we wanted to figure out how we can find some great organizations. And that time, it was the perfect timing. I was sitting in the parking lot at the office, just pulled in, and there was an ad from some young lady who has a national company that might have a list, perhaps.
Okay.
For contractors.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just touting how, you know, contractors can't pay to be on, you know, the site and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. We took part in that organization, and I walked in, and our payables lady came up, and she's like, hey, I need you to approve this. And it was like an $8,600 check to said organization.
Yes.
I'm like, I thought we didn't pay to be on this thing.
and
it just, I was like, you know, it just turned me wrong. And so I got a hold of Craig, who was with 97.1. And I was like, man, we got to do something. I'm good friends with him, so I call him man or dude. So
sure. Uh-huh. sure.
Yeah. It's just not how I normally talk to people. I was like, man, we got to do something. We can't, if we're going to be paying some money, I want it to go to something really good. And he's like, I tell you what, he goes, he and I knew each other for several years. And he goes, I'll have these people reach out to you. He told me a little bit about Honor Flight. So I was like, oh, that we're big on veterans. That's what we're going to do. The interview process to even be considered to be part of an honor flight as a sponsor.
Right.
I was in my truck in Hazelwood I was still talking to him in Rolla.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very tight organization. They just had their 113th, I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we were able to take some of the folks from the office, and they took some kids, their kids, and the welcome home is amazing. It's all Vietnam vet now. So we had three Korea, the rest were Vietnam, and they never had a welcome home, and it truly is closure for all of those men and women.
Yeah, it's awesome. An amazing charity. Thank you so much for your support of them and your support of us. And this is the season, right, that people need to reach out to Air Comfort and get that heating system checked, right?
It is. Yeah. Two things. I thought about this on the way in. I didn't mention it yesterday. Check your filters, as always, every time you get your electric bill. And also, if you had hail damage, and if you have a gas furnace, make sure, if you had any roof work done, make sure that flue was not damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and we can catch a lot of that through maintenance. We can catch a lot of that through some testing. So just make sure, if you don't have Air Comfort Service out to do your work, make sure you have a licensed contractor out to make sure your furnace is in good shape for the season coming
up. Well, 314-513-0091. That's how you reach them, 513-0091. Just put it on speed dial. I'm on the preferred partner plan, so I don't have to call Corey directly, but I can get preferred service.
We're starting up a preferred partner plan hotline.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah. So that's in the works for coming out in the spring.
It's excellent. Corey Malone, thanks for your support.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
AirComfortService.com. Dan Buck, it's been a fun ride, my friend.
What a joy. Hope to see a lot of people out at Dasher's Dive Bar. I know this weekend we've got a private event, but we open to the public on Black Friday. It's going to be fun.
Up there in Newtown.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for everything.
You bet.
Dan's off tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow morning at 5. Kim St. Ange makes her triumphant return on Monday. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.